Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 27, verse 36 to Genesis 28, verse 22. Deceit, favoritism, fratricide, insider training, polygamy, and find a good wife at your next family reunion are nowhere to be found in the Amazon reviews for the Bible.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Connie, that recap was really funny. It just the fact you put all that stuff in there about what was that? I forgot we're talking about now.
Well, if the Bible didn't repeat itself so much, telling the same story over and over again,
yeah,
it'd be a lot more memorable.
It would be a lot more memorable. But we're starting out fresh with a new book. Not the new book, rather. We're still in Genesis. We're starting Genesis 29. And for the first time on this show of The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we actually have a guest. It's Tom Leeds, the Friendly Neighborhood Atheist, and he's going to be joining us today.
Hello.
And so we're going to kind of chew something we haven't done before. So this is a first for this show, because this show was never designed this way.
There's a plan to this?
There was no plan to this, apparently.
So to forgive any stumbles.
Oh shit! You should listen to the rest of the show. Stumbles is what we do best. Connie, shall you lead us off in 29:1?
All right, Genesis 29, verse 1. Then Jacob went on his journey, and came into the land of the people of the east.
The people of the east. Okay. Well, like, there's no other people anywhere else. Okay, great. All right. That's fine. This is more of that narrative that is not necessary, I think. 29:2. And he looked. You mean he actually had eyes. He's like looking around. Oh, there they are. And behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flock, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. Of course, sheep are really fucking stupid animals, because they would look up and they'd probably fucking drown, just like turkeys.
I can see them all just wandering into the well and drowning themselves.
Yeah, I can see that, definitely. Because, like I said, sheep are stupid animals.
So is a well just basically a hole in the ground?
Yeah, at this point, it sounds like it's just a hole in the ground. They just put a big old rock over the top of it. And if there's just laying around a rock, how would the hell would they know that there's a well there? Just the fact that they, most people, when they think of a well, they think, the stone's around and then you got the little bucket hanging there and shit like that. And if the stones are up that high, like you would, you'd probably imagine a well would look like. Then there'd be no reason to put a big ass cover over it unless the sheep are jumping into the well. I suppose that's, the real problem with sheep, jumping into the well.
Well, my question is, how do they get the water out with the big rock in the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the sheep can't turn a knob either, apparently.
Yeah, who's going to move that rock?
Right. Tom, will you lead us, we'll continue on with 29:3.
And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place.
Why did they suddenly think it's their job to water somebody else's sheep? Obviously, the sheep are laying there because this is a well that belongs to somebody else. Did they say, apparently sheep must be thirsty, so that's why they're here? Sheep are not, like I said, they're not that smart. They're not going to know there was water there. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. This line doesn't make any sense.
Nothing is having a rock over a well.
Right.
Were they hiding the well? I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the first time they've noted that they had to put a rock over the top of the well.
Yeah. So
for the most part, they've just been open.
Yeah, and they gave them names, which is really stupid. They don't instead of naming well 1, well 2, well 3, they gave them all kinds of names like Larry and Daryl, apparently.
29:4 And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. Oh, so, okay, no, it wasn't Jacob. It was these people who were tending the sheep, move the rock to water their sheep.
And oh, okay. Jacob's
just standing there watching him. It's important to know whether or not this is Haran, because his mom has already said, I want you to go back home to my brother's place and my father's place and get a bride.
Yeah, make sure you go out and get a bride. Not the ones from Canaan or from Hera.
Or the Hittites.
Hittites.
Canaanite or Hittite women.
Right. Those women are loose. Those women are loose and they have fleas.
There's something wrong with those women,
apparently. They're not God's children like we are. 29:5 And he said unto them, Know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they say, We know him. Well, good for you. Okay, now there's a side note about who is Laban's father. Now, in Genesis 28:5, it says, you know, that Laban is the son of Bethuel. But later on in 29:5, which is the one we just read, Laban is the son of Nahor. See, no one knows who's father around here. This is more than another one more Bible contradiction. We've mentioned at least once before. So, yeah, no one knows who this guy's father is. It's Bob's father, as far as I'm concerned.
29:6 And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep.
Oh, great. Now they're
at a different well now.
Yeah, they're now at a different well. Yeah. Is he a well? No, he's a man. Don't you know the difference between a well and a man? What are you, smoking?
How providential for Jacob that, you know, his cousin's coming out, his female cousin's coming out too, because that's exactly what he's supposed to be finding.
Yeah, he's supposed to be finding the woman. And lo and behold, here comes a woman, just as he wanted. You know, this reminds me of that last story where he's like, the guy was waiting at the well for a woman to show up. And then, sure enough, a woman shows up.
Oh, Rebecca.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That it's like, okay, it seems like this is starting off the same way. It's the same story. You go out and find a daughter or go out and find a woman, and then you just happen to come across a well. The only difference was the guy was told to go to the well, I guess. It's the same repeated story. They just changed the actors again.
Well, it was good enough before, so.
Yeah.
Cycle, right?
Yeah, cycle again.
The funny thing, it's probably the exact same story told by two different people, but they didn't know the details, so they just, each person made up details and told it as if it was a new story.
Oh, that's possible. They didn't realize, yeah, it's like when you tell a joke and you don't remember all the details, just change a couple of things, and it's a brand new joke.
It's sort of like Hollywood.
Yeah.
We need to reboot Spider-Man story, so you get...
Yeah. whose turn is it, by the way?
29:7 And he said, Lo, it is yet high day. Neither is a time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep and go and feed them.
So I guess they don't get to eat at noon like everybody else. it's too early for to eat those sheep. Feed those sheep. If you do, it's like feeding a mogwai after midnight. They'll turn into gremlins.
So, okay, evidently there's a right time and a wrong time to water the cattle and the sheep.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you know, they just kind of watch their cycles. Like, the cow won't drink and give milk later on, and if we water them now. So we start doing this at a preset interval in time. So it doesn't show, this isn't a proof of a god, of course, but whatever. Let's see here, 29:8 And they said, We cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, and till they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. Okay.
Wait, are the sheep rolling the stone?
I guess the sheep are rolling the stone. Tie them up to the sheep.
But they just watered the sheep.
I know. It's like, they're repeating the same thing. It's more of this repeat shit that this Bible does.
29:9 And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, and she kept them. Or four she kept them.
Yeah, and she kept her father's sheep. That's her father's sheep. That's dad's special sheep.
Again, repeating a repeat of verse 6.
Yep.
29:10, and it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Okay.
Now she's watering the mother's brother.
Well, you know, I'm kind of, I was just questioning there for a second, was he attracted to the sheep or to Rachel? I wasn't sure where we were going with that for a second.
I think these sheep are getting waterlogged. They're getting a lot of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sheep are getting ready to float away. They've got so much water in them right now. I can't drink another ounce.
And what's the point of the stone? They keep moving it. I mean, why bother putting it back?
Yeah, they roll the stone away, take a bucket full, curl it back, and then throw some water down. Oh, they need more. We'll just keep pulling it back. It's like if you have sheep and you know how long it takes and how much water they're going to drink, is this like the first time they've ever experienced having sheep all of a sudden? Because obviously now they don't know to roll the stone back and forth. Maybe the sheep are so dumb as soon as they roll the stone over, they have to fight them to keep them from jumping in the hole. Where did we leave off? I'm losing track here.
11,
thank you. 29:11, and Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. If you kiss somebody and you start crying, I wouldn't want to date somebody like that. I'm just saying. Porgy, pudding and pie, kissed the girls and made them cry.
Made him cry.
And it made him cry in this case.
He is a mama's boy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the first time.
Oh my God! Doesn't anybody,
except for his mom. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't kiss like a sheep does.
Well, I think this next one might explain it. 29:12, and Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father.
She ran away. He kissed me. Oh no! I'm not a virgin anymore.
Was Jacob her uncle?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
So maybe he's crying because he knew he couldn't have her, or because he's.
Well, that doesn't make a difference in this book because they're all sleeping with each other's cousins and nephews and nieces and all kinds of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why she would run over this doesn't make any sense.
This harkens back to the Rebecca story.
Yeah.
Where she ran back home and said, guess what?
Yeah.
This guy is my cousin and I want to. He wants me.
And he wants me.
29:13. And it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to the house. And he told Laban all these things.
At least so far, they're not repeating the whole goddamn story about how they met at the well like that last one did. Oh, my God. Let's repeat that one again, shall we?
Yeah. We heard that, three times?
I think it was like 100. It was just a number of times. It kept repeating how he showed up over at the well. 29:14. And Laban said to him, surely thou art my bone. Oh, Christ. And my flesh. And he abode with him in the space of a month. Okay, all right. So if you're giving him the bone, I'm just saying, that's not necessarily a good thing. And he abode with him in the space of a month. So he's sleeping with him. Okay, that's nice. Yeah, see, no gayness there.
God.
29:15?
Yep.
Yes.
Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, thou shalt therefore serve me for naught. Tell me, what shall thy wages be?
Oh, now he asks for money. Okay, all right.
No, he's asking what to pay him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's been there for a month, and now he's asking for wages. I would have been asking from day one. It's like, okay, well, what are you going to pay me?
No, Laban's telling Jacob, says, well, what'll I pay you? So I guess he's watering the sheep a lot.
Those sheep are pretty fucking fat from all the water. Sixteen, Connie.
Oh, that was me. Okay, yep. Sorry. 29:16, and Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel.
Yep. There we go. Here we come with the lineage shit again.
Yeah, well, you know, we have an order how we do things.
Yeah, at least these women are having names. Most of the women, up until just a few pair of
chapters ago,
mm-hmm. women didn't have names. They barely were acknowledged at all. 29:17. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-flavored. What are these fucking steaks?
Favored.
Oh, favored. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I saw an L. For some reason, I was seeing an L. Rachel was flavored. Yeah. I was seeing tender-eyed. I was thinking steak now. As soon as I saw tender-eyed, I was like, tender-eyed steak.
What does that mean? Does it just mean she's sensitive?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But Rachel's the looker.
Yeah, apparently.
Woohoo. Okay. He already kissed that.
Kissed the girl that made her cry.
God, they say about that now.
Yeah.
29:18, and Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter.
Oh, that's just creepy. Mm-hmm. That's just creepy.
So the wages are the daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a little bit side note on this, is that Jacob is tricked by Laban, the father of Rachel and Leah. After working for 7 years, Jacob asks Rachel if he can go on to her. He wants to have sex with her. Such euphemisms here. But Laban gives Lim Leah instead, and Jacob went into her by mistake. By mistake? I've never been that drunk. I got to say, I've never been that drunk. When I was married, I would head for my wife and ended up in the closet somehow and screwing the shirts. It just doesn't work that way. Jacob was fooled until morning, apparently, but he didn't know who he was going into. Okay. Finally, after worked out the Jacob go into Rachel at two after working for another 7 years. So he got to bang both daughters. Awesome.
Well, 29:19, and Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. Okay, that doesn't sound like a glowing recommendation for him, but, you know, better you than another guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll, you know, work for me for 7 years, and you get my younger daughter.
Right. My turn, right?
Yes.
29:19. And Laban said...
No, 20.
Oh, 20. I'm sorry. 29:20. Sorry. 29:20. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. So he was so smitten that he worked for free for 7 years. Is that what it takes to get a woman nowadays?
He was in deep smit.
I guess so. I mean, nowadays, if a girl won't even say hello or talk back for a couple days, it's fucking over.
Now, did he get it for the 7 years, or did he have worked the 7 years?
It looks like he had to work for 7 years.
Yeah, he had to wait 7 years, so.
Yeah.
But then she wasn't so young.
Yeah.
Her expiration date's coming up, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
29:21, and Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her.
Oh, my God, that's just, hey, I've been working for 7 years. Give me your woman so I can have her, so I can take her and bend her over the water cooler and fuck the shit out of her.
God, no.
I could just see this conversation when I, all right. It's like this is a second weird conversation to have to begin with. I mean, you know, it's like obviously you're going to have sex with her. We don't want to hear you hear about it. Okay, we don't want to hear about you saying, "Hey, give me your daughter so I can have sex with her." You know how fast in a modern society that would turn is like, okay, There's the fucking door. Get the fuck out.
Well, you know, it does kind of suck because he did what he was supposed to. He upheld his end of the bargain. He worked for 7 years. But, yeah.
And what was he doing all the other time? He was stroking the girk and just thinking about it the other times.
He's basically saying, I've done my work. My balls are blue. Now pay up.
I need her.
My ball. I got blue balls.
29:22. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast.
So okay, great. There's a party going on over here. 29:23. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought him to her, and he went into her. Okay, so he didn't get Rachel. He got Leah. How do you mistake one woman for another? I mean, I know they probably didn't have lights for the at nighttime to see, but I mean, I would think that you would say, you know, your boobs suddenly are a lot smaller than I remember them being, or larger, you know.
Well, she probably was veiled.
Well, that's true.
I don't know, you know, if there was any. I that's what I'm questioning, or if it was really dark.
Yeah. I guess that falls into the whole, you know, once you take the clothes off, everybody looks the same anyway from the waist down.
Well, and two, they just had a feast. Could we assume that maybe there was some drinking involved?
I would assume there was some drinking going on.
So.
Because these people have all exhibited previously that there's been wine or drink of some sort.
29:24, mm-hmm. And Laban gave unto. Oh, is that me is that, or is that somebody else?
That's me.
Oh, that's yours, Tom. Oh, yeah. Tom, go ahead.
25. Okay, there we go. Okay.
And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah, Zelphen, his maid for an handmaid.
Oh, great! That's like give his daughter a handmaid. Great. That's all right.
I don't see how anyone could read the Bible and makes any sense of this. I mean, the language is bad enough, and just the repeating and the just.
Yeah, I know. We've been complaining about that a whole lot.
Especially the overuse of pronouns to the point where you don't know who's who and what's what and who's giving what to who and or whom.
The pronouns are all over the place here.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Connie.
So she has a handmaid. She has a maid. She has a helper. She has a slave.
She has her own slave. There's that old slavery thing again.
Right. 29:25. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did I not serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? So he's been screwed over, but he's been lied to. He's been tricked.
Well, you know what? He still got some. What is he complaining about?
Sauce for the goose. If I had a nickel for every time I heard a pastor or Sunday school lesson, how this was kind of comeuppance for the way that he and his mom were tricking his dad or whatever. Oh. They're all a family of liars, though.
Yeah, they are a family of liars, but two wrongs don't make a right.
No.
But three wrongs make a left. Or is it three rights make a left? No, three rights make a left. Where'd we leave off? 26?
Yes.
29:26. And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Has to marry off the older.
You gotta get rid of the older one first.
Oh, of course. Okay, yeah, to give the younger before the firstborn. Okay, I gotcha.
Where was this conversation 7 years ago?
Right, exactly. and the thing is, yeah, they was like, well, where I come from, we do it this way. Well, you're not their asshole. Maybe it's their custom to give the younger before they give away the firstborn. I always hear this as an argument. It's like, well, in the Bible, the culture was different. So what? Okay, so what? Just because your culture now they're double downing on this whole different thing here. They're saying that, well, my culture says this. Okay, well, then you can't use this as an excuse.
So 29:27, fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years.
So it wanted, it's like, okay, well, you got to fuck my youngest daughter. So, but if you want the, if you want the larger prize, you have to serve with us for 7 more years. It's like, yeah, it's like trading up at the, you go to the fair and you play the water game, right? And yeah. It's like, okay, you won. Okay, you can hit everything from this first row, but I want the big one. No, no, no. You can trade up to the next one, but you got to keep playing.
So it's a bait and switch.
Yeah, bait and switch. Morality, like we've said on this show multiple times, morality compass on this of these people is practically zero.
It's optional.
It's
totally
optional. Yeah, it's totally optional.
29:28, and Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also.
So he has two wives now. Awesome. So he got both. Can you imagine that conversation at the family dinner table? I'm married to you and your sister. Okay. Well, I guess this comes with all the soul sister wife shit.
Yeah.
Literal. Well, literally.
Plus, it's been 14 years. He was.
What's this here? It says fulfilled her week.
No, that's 7 years. It's 7 years. That's...
I know it's 7 years, but it's they kind of says here, it says fulfilled her week. It's not. Then they should have said it fulfilled the 7 years, not a week. So they kind of fucked up on this.
Well, you know, a year is a day.
Oh yeah, years a day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Poetic license.
Yeah.
It's not poetic though. I don't think.
Yeah. Is it my turn? Or did I read? I forgot.
It's your turn.
Is it my turn? Okay.
Yes.
29. Thank you. 29:29, and Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, his handmaiden to be her maid. Another slave. Great. more slavery. God, you're fucking awesome. You just turn your eye to blind eye to slavery.
I'm still trying to follow what the story is here.
I was lost 5 minutes ago.
We're talking about sheep and water, and now we're doing the sisters.
Yeah, now we're doing the – well, that's how the – it's like the pizza delivery boy porn. It's like I'm going to call and order pizza. Oh, my gosh. I got the pizza just so large. Oh, can you put it on the table? I'm going to bend over my negligee here. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I didn't have any panties on.
God.
29:30. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loves also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years.
Okay, so he gave him a week later and then served 7 more years. So that's where the full the week comes from. So it's like, okay, a week later, okay, you did the deed for 7 years, but since you've already agreed to another seven years, I'll let you have her now. So he changes. It sounds to me like he changed his mind later in the week, and then said, "Yeah, since you've already agreed to sign on for another 7 years, I'll let you have both." And he's like, "Well, I like this pussy over here versus that pussy over there."
Well, he didn't like Leah.
Yeah,
they're just trying to get rid of Leah.
Yeah,
Leah's the consolation prize. Poor Leah.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel sorry for her.
I do feel sorry for her. She's like,
the only reason she got married is somebody got tricked.
Yeah,
what
am I, the trick girl?
Yeah,
that's like, not fair.
The only way you're getting Rachel is if you take Leah first.
Oh. These people are fucking horrible.
That's what those long, dark nights are made for, I guess.
Well, if you got them both in the sack together, I'm just saying, you're going to stay warm on both sides.
29:31, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren.
Okay, so God's interfering again. You know, they always say God doesn't interfere with free will, except for when he does. It's like, oh, well, I see you hate her. So you know what? Guess who's going to get pregnant? The one you hate the most. Gotcha!
Well, he's opening and closing wombs like they're spigots, too. I just... This is
like God has this thing for opening wombs, doesn't he? He's like he thinks it's a womb with a view. We only have a few more passages to go, so we're gonna power through on these. Where do we leave off?
You're at 32.
I'm at 32. Thank you. 29:32. And Leah conceived and bare a son. It's always a fucking son. It's always seen, and God. Every time God opens up a womb, a son pops out. Awesome. And she named his name Reuben after the sandwich.
I like a good Reuben.
I like Reuben James.
Yeah, Reuben. Yeah, I like a good Reuben sandwich. They're actually pretty good. For she said, "Surely the Lord had looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me." Okay, so, all right. So because you think that because you got pregnant by this guy is going to go, "Oh, you know what? I love you more now because you gave me a kid, and where the woman I really love can't. So therefore, I'm gonna push all my attentions to you."
It's probably one of the first true things the Bible's ever said, and that is a woman thinking that by having a child, that the man that she's with is going to love her.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I can agree with that.
So
it's the woman trap, you know. I got pregnant, and now he has to be with me. Ha 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 ha.
Poor Leah.
That's the prize.
Yeah.
29:33, and she conceived again and bare a son. Again, she said, "Because the Lord hath heard I was hated, he hath therefore given me a son also." And she called his name Simon.
Simon the pieman. He's going to make pies the rest of his life.
So you might. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm talking to basic grammar here. Why not just say another son?
Yeah.
Exactly.
We've had the same kind of conversations earlier in the Bible too. It's like, why are they saying all these extra words? It's like they're getting paid by the word.
They like to imagine that it's poetic, and it's not even good poetry. It's just really crap.
It is a lot of crap here.
29:34, and she, oh my God. Okay. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, "Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore we shall..." What? "Therefore was his name called Levi."
Jeans.
For not loving her, he sure does get busy with her.
Yeah. Well, it's just the times when Rachel won't put out. So he goes over and does Leah. So, like, "Oh, she turned me down again. She wouldn't let me watch a football game. And, you know what, I'm really horny, and she's, like, completely out of service, if you know what I mean. So, I'm going to go over. So, you and I, we should hook up."
Oh, gosh. I don't get it.
But you're right. It's like, for someone he doesn't love, he sure does hook up with her a lot. 29:35, and she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, "Now I will praise the Lord, therefore, and call his name Judah," and left bearing. Does that mean she died after she gave him the last kid? I don't know. What does this mean here?
She didn't have any more for a while, or she didn't have any more right now. I don't know.
We don't know yet. Maybe we'll find out in the next chapter. But we're at our bottom of our hour. We'll find out next time.
On all my children's children,
and the Bible and his fuckmates. But we don't want you to run away. We want you to come and visit us over on Twitter. You can follow us at twitter.com/ABANW podcast if you would like to donate something other than children. If you have children, keep them, please. You can give us money instead. You can donate over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And leave your reviews, comments over at facebook.com/ABANDNW. You can also visit our blog over at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can find the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes. And be sure to email us with questions, comments, love, and hate mail, and send them over to tatbandw at, that is again, is TATBANW@gmail.com. Be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes and all those other great locations as well. Until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.